Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Supreme Court Judge Justice Surya Kant underlines the need to strengthen backbone of district judiciary system. Around 1.8 crore first-time voters aged between 18 to 19 years to exercise the franchise in the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Congress party leaders expresses resentment at freezing of party accounts. And in the third Northeast Games 2024, Manipur clinches gold in football, Nagaland settles for bronze. Now the news in detail. Supreme Court Judge Justice Surya Kant today underlined the need to strengthen the backbone of the district judiciary system, which he said is the true representative of the judicial system before the masses. Speaking at the 10th Judicial Conclave at Tripura Judicial Academy in Agartala, Justice Kant said the judiciary system at the district court level should be made robust. He noted that not many people can afford to come to the high courts or travel to the Supreme Court situated in Delhi. He said it is the judicial system that provides a peaceful resolution of conflicts and restores social harmony in society. Justice Kant added that in the criminal administration system, one should not look only at the accused, but should also be attentive to the victims. The rights of the victims, their participation and protection at the same time is also of utmost importance, Justice Kant added. Around 1 crore 80 lakh first-time voters aged between 18 to 19 years will exercise the franchise in the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Several social media campaigns like I Vote For Sure are underway to encourage young and first-time voters. This time around, 19 crore 74 lakh voters are in the age group of 20 to 29 years. Election Commission said over 13.4 lakh advance applications have been received from people aged over 17 years. The poll body is collaborating with national icons through social media campaigns and radio engagement to enhance youth participation in the Festival of Democracy. To address barriers in youth participation, the Commission is implementing the Turnout Implementation Plan. Congress party leaders today claimed that Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, of using blackmailing to extort the people. This was stated during a press conference addressed by the All India Congress Committee, AICC, national spokesperson and national media coordinator for NER, Matthew Anthony, along with the NPCC President S. Supung Meren Jameer and other party leaders at Congress Bhavan Kohima. Anthony alleged that BJP lied to 140 crore people of India when they said they will eradicate black money, but instead betrayed them with the largest engineered scam of electoral bonds. He also questioned enforcement agencies for not investigating allegations of money laundering against the ruling party. Expressing resentment of the freezing of Congress party accounts, Anthony termed it as oppression of the opposition parties. Meanwhile, NPCC President S. Supung Meren Jameer said the ruling government failed to deliver on promises to the people and played against minority communities. Jameer is the INC candidate for the ensuing Lok Sabha election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned to Delhi this afternoon after concluding his two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a special gesture, King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, accompanied by Bhutan Prime Minister, accorded a warm send-off to Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Modi said he is honoured by the special gesture. He termed his Bhutan visit as very special as he had the opportunity to meet the King and Bhutan Prime Minister Tsering Dobke. He added that their talks will add even more vigour to the India-Bhutan friendship. He also expressed gratitude to have been conferred the Order of the Druk Galpo. He also thanked the people of Bhutan for their warmth and hospitality, saying that India will always be a reliable friend and partner for Bhutan. Earlier today, Modi and Dobke inaugurated the Galsuan Jetsun Pima Mother and Child Hospital, a state-of-the-art hospital in Thimphu, built with the assistance of the Government of India. The 150-bedded hospital would add value to the quality of mother and child health services in Bhutan. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. 300 new recruits today passed out from the Assam Rifles Training Center and School, Sukhovi. Inspector General Assam Rifles East, Major General Suresh Kumar Pampu, emphasized the huge responsibility being bestowed upon their shoulders as sentinels of the Northeast. He called upon the newly attested riflemen to serve the nation with all sincerity, besides asking them to keep pace with technology. He congratulated them and their parents on successful completion of their training and wished them success and happiness in all their future endeavors. The newly passed technical recruits will now join their respective units in all frontline duties. Several cadets of Sainik School Bungwa attended the attestation parade at the Assam Rifles Training Center and School in Sukhovi. The passing out parade is a milestone for the soldiers and also inspire young cadets to render service to the motherland. After the parade, the cadets interacted with IJAR East Major General Suresh Kumar Pampu, who was the reviewing officer of the parade. He urged the cadets to embrace the virtues of valor and zeal. The Major General also encouraged them to pursue a future in the defense and paramilitary forces. In a bid to promote environmental awareness and conservation efforts, the Arms Incorporation today undertook a cleanliness drive around Jammu Kadima. Staff and students participated in the cleanliness drive, which spanned from Fourth Mile Junction to Naga United Village. It highlighted the dual objectives of fostering community involvement and collaboration while ensuring the cleanliness and hygiene of public spaces. The institute located at C.H. College in Naga United Village offers various training programs to prepare students for job opportunities in Japan. Nagaland Governor Larkinison today paid tribute to all martyrs on the occasion of Shahid Divas. On this day, we honour the brave souls who sacrificed everything for our nation's freedom, he said. The governor added that their courage and sacrifice will forever inspire generations. India commemorates Shahid Divas or Martyrs' Day on March 23, the anniversary of the death of freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Sukhdev Thapar and Shivaram Rajguru to pay homage to their sacrifices. In sports, in the third Northeast Games 2024, Manipur today clinched gold in a football tournament. The Manipur team defeated Mizoram with a score of 2-1 in the final match to claim the top spot. Goals by Denny Singh and P.N. Sanatoy Metsi sealed the win. Meanwhile, Nagaland secured the third place with a win against Arunachal Pradesh. Nagaland emerged triumphant with a 4-2 score in the third place match. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rain at many places over the northeastern states during the next 5 days. Nagaland is likely to witness partly cloudy sky with one or two spells of rain or thunder showers during the period. The state capital Kohima today recorded a minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius and a maximum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Supreme Court Judge Justice Surya Kant underlines the need to strengthen backbone of district judiciary system. Around 1.8 crore first-time voters aged between 18 to 19 years to exercise the franchise in the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Congress party leaders expresses resentment at freezing of party's accounts. And in the third Northeast Games 2024, Manipur clinches gold in football, Nagaland settles for bronze. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.